This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The death toll continued to rise Saturday in India as protests against a new citizenship law continued. As Reuters' Eimear McCarthy reports, the state of Uttar Pradesh has seen some of the worst violence.
Rights activists in the state said police had raided their houses and offices to prevent them from planning fresh demonstrations. Uttar Pradesh is ruled by Narendra Modi's Nationalist Party and has long seen clashes between majority Hindus and minority Muslims. The law aims to grant citizenship to minority faiths from Muslim-majority Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, deemed as suffering persecution there. But critics say it discriminates against Muslims and threatens India's secular ethos. Modi met his Council of Ministers on Saturday to discuss security measures in one of the biggest crises yet for his Hindu nationalist government.
That's Eimear McCarthy of Reuters reporting. A company that operates ships laying sections of a new German-Russian pipeline says it is stopping that work after President Donald Trump signed legislation that threatened sanctions. AP's Charles de Ledesma has details.
Trump on Friday signed the bill earlier passed by the Senate that provides for sanctions against individuals and companies involved in laying the Nord Stream 2 pipeline under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany. Now Switzerland-based Allseas has said in anticipation of the enactment of the National Defence Authorization Act, or NDAA, it suspended its Nord Stream 2 pipe lay activities. The US has been an outspoken opponent of the pipeline, which will transport natural gas about 750 miles. Critics argue it will increase Europe's dependency on Russia for energy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News. A war monitoring group says at least 12 people have been killed and several others injured in artillery and airstrikes in Syria's Idlib province. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 36 people were injured in the airstrikes. Since Thursday, at least 67 jihadists and 15 rebel soldiers have been killed. 57 government and loyalist forces have also died, including 7 killed in a car bombing by the Hayat Tahrir al-Sham group, a former al-Qaeda affiliate. Also Saturday, nearly simultaneous attacks hit 3 government-run oil and gas installations in homes in central Syria. It is believed the attacks were carried out by drones, but no one has claimed responsibility. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Saturday that Russia and China have blood on their hands for vetoing a U.N. Security Council resolution to deliver aid from Turkey and Iraq to millions of Syrian civilians. Pompeo said in a statement that Russia and China's actions were shameful and pledged that the United States will remain committed to helping the voiceless, the hungry, the displaced, and the orphaned to receive the aid that they need. The resolution would have extended for 1 year cross-border aid deliveries from Turkey and Iraq to 4 million Syrian civilians who have been victimized by the conflict that began in Syria in 2011. Lebanon's newly designated Prime Minister Hassan Diab continued his consultations on Saturday with parliamentary blocs to discuss the shape of the future government. Diab met with Mohammed Raad, the head of the Hezbollah parliamentary bloc. He also held talks with representatives from the Development and Liberation bloc and the Future Movement. Diab began the consultations Friday against the backdrop of ongoing nationwide protests against Lebanon's ruling elite. Christmas travelers in Paris encountered some transport strikes that made life inconvenient. David Doyle reports.
On the last weekend before Christmas, Saint-Lazare station sees a surge of people as Parisians leave the capital to be with their families. But with the national rail operator running reduced services, including half the usual number of its high-speed trains, commuters were left staring hopefully at departure boards. President Emmanuel Macron aims to streamline the generous state pension system and prod people to work until the age of 64, past the legal retirement age of 62. But talks have failed with French unions, and on Thursday they said the strikes would continue over the Christmas holidays. Negotiations are due to resume in January.
That's David Doyle reporting. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.